Schools in Cleveland are closed today following yesterday's shooting at a city high school.
We want to give our faculty and staff, our students and our parents an opportunity to take a breather and relax a moment and put this in perspective.
That's Eugene Sanders, CEO of the Cleveland Metropolitan School District. What he wants to put in perspective is a student opening fire on his classmates and teachers. A 14-year-old boy shot and wounded two teachers and two students and then killed himself. His classmates say he'd been threatening them, and according to juvenile court records, he had a history of mental health problems. Dan Bobkoff reports from our member station WCPN.
Witnesses say Asa Kuhn, who had been suspended just days earlier for fighting, managed to return to Success Tech Academy in downtown Cleveland with two guns and began firing in the hallways. 10th grader Rasheen Smith saw what was coming.
I went in the bathroom, and he was like, "What's up?" And he was loading up his gun.
The sequence of events after that is a bit unclear, but shortly thereafter, Smith says he heard shots.
I got everybody on the third floor that was on my side of the hallway. I was like, "Hey, he's shooting over there."
Fellow students had said they considered Kuhn crazy and say he had threatened to stab students in the past. By the time Wednesday's shooting spree had ended, two teachers and two students were wounded. Kuhn then took his own life before the police ever reached him. Fellow classmate Brandon Burt says Kuhn was new at Success Tech this year and was provocative and confrontational from day one.
When Asa first came to school at the beginning of the year, this year, and said he doesn't believe in God and everything. He said he worshiped, and then that day he told us he worshiped Marilyn Manson.
Court records indicate Kuhn had a history of violence that had led a judge to order him into intensive anger management and be placed on medication. The records also say he committed acts of domestic abuse and attempted suicide in the past. At the time of the Columbine school shootings in Colorado 8 years ago, some people pointed a finger at shock rocker Marilyn Manson as inspiring teen violence. The fistfight that got Kuhn suspended stemmed from an argument over Manson and religion. Success Tech is often cited as one of the best schools in Cleveland. It's a magnet school, and the roughly 250 students were screened for entry. As students were escorted back into school Wednesday, some parents were irate.
I don't want her in there. I want her outside.
One question on the minds of lots of parents is why Kuhn's earlier behavior and his troubled history didn't raise more red flags at Success Tech. It's not known if the school knew of his criminal record or his emotional problems. Cleveland School CEO Eugene Sanders is looking into that issue, as well as asking how someone carrying firearms could enter the building.
Obviously, my task over the next several days is to communicate to the parents and the community at large what our procedures are.
Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson says he's not ready to point fingers, but he is searching for answers.
This is tragedy, and whenever tragedy happens, we always look for the cause.
With Cleveland on target to hit a new record in murders this year, many of them involving young people, this latest violence raises the anxiety level here even more. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.
Thank you.